You're going to open up a bank account for your LLC. It's critical that you have a bank account and that you use it. You do not commingle your money with the LLC's money. That's the major way that people get in trouble, and the courts set aside the LLC. Money's commingled. That's a big no-no. So you're going to set up a bank account. When you do that, you will need a copy of the Articles of Organization, and you will need the EIN number, and you will need authorization, basically a resolution from the members that says that you are able to put the bank account in place. I might note that I said you need Articles of Organization. Those are Articles of Organization that have been approved by the state. Since the Patriot Act in 2001, you have to have an LLC already established before you open up your bank account. So you're going to submit your Articles of Organization to the state. You will get them back in a couple of weeks with a pretty little seal from the state on them. You haul those down to the bank along with your resolution and your EIN number, and they will let you open up the bank account. Let's look at the tax advantages for an LLC for just a minute. We have alluded to them a number of times, but they can actually be very stunning. You've made the election to be taxed as a Subchapter S corporation. You could have elected to be taxed as a limited partnership or as a partnership if there's more than one of you, or if there's only one of you as a member, you could have elected to be taxed basically as a sole proprietorship. By the way, the IRS is going to call that a disregarded entity. If you're the guy, you're it, you're taxed as a sole proprietorship, the IRS says, hey, this is basically the same dude. We're just going to ignore the fact that he is an LLC. That doesn't mean that you have given up the liability shielding. The liability shielding is the same independent of how it is taxed. They have nothing to do with each other. So don't worry about the liability shielding. We're going to worry about tax for 2 seconds. One of the primary advantages to establishing your LLC as a Subchapter S corporation is that you can take a reasonable wage. And I alluded to the fact a minute ago that the IRS is gunning for the reasonable wage. You had better take a reasonable wage, but anything above that you can take as a distribution. So if you are a plumber, you take a reasonable wage, the rest of your profit you distribute out, you don't have to pay the FICA, FUTA, Social Security, all of that sort of stuff on the distribution. And that will save you 15%-ish on the distribution, and 15% is a big deal to me these days. So let's take distribution wherever we can. Don't overpay yourself, don't underpay yourself either, just take the rest of it as a distribution. One other interesting aspect to the LLC from an accounting standpoint is you can distribute income to the members any way you want. If you're in a limited partnership, you have a family limited partnership, you've got 4 kids, they're all limited partners, any profit in that family limited partnership, the FLP, you have to distribute pro rata to the individuals based upon their ownership, their limited partnership interest in the limited partnership. As members in the LLC, you can have the same 4 kids own the same percentages of the LLC. However, if Johnny needs money this year to go to college, you can distribute all of the profit to Johnny, none of it to the other 3. You don't have to distribute pro rata according to ownership. In an LLC, this is the only entity where we can have multiple owners and distribute however we want. That becomes a major advantage in a family situation. It becomes a major disadvantage in a business situation, because if the other guys in the business don't like you, there's a profit, they can distribute the profit, unless you've written in that it requires a unanimous consent, they can distribute the profit any way they want to whoever they want, leave you out in the cold. So that's one consideration in establishing an LLC in the first place. The limited liability company is a pass-through entity. What that means is basically the income or loss ends up on the bottom line of your 1040 form. You pay taxes on it. If you've chosen to be taxed as a sole proprietorship, you're going to file your 1040 form just like you always did. You will include the income or loss on Schedule C, Schedule E, or Schedule F, depending upon what activities you're doing. If you have elected to be taxed as a corporation, the LLC will file an 1120 form, and then the income from the corporation will be passed through down to you. You will be taxed on the income or the loss in the company. Of course, if you'll remember in the first of the series, I said that your little business was your most important tax shelter. You can do things with the business that you can't do yourself. You can buy the computers, you can buy the paper, you can buy the office supplies, you can take the trips. You can do all sorts of things on a deductible dime that you could not do as an individual. We're not going to get into the specific deductions at the moment. Just know that the LLC is the most flexible tool that you can have accounting-wise and tax-wise. They're neat. If you are going to have employees, you're going to have to set up a payroll, and you're going to have to pay the payroll taxes. You're going to have to pay the unemployment taxes and the workers' compensation and everything else. We're not going to go into that in detail because I'm going to assume that this is your company, you're the member, you're the manager, you're the only guy, and we don't have to worry about those. You do have to file the quarterly tax returns, however. This pretty much wraps up this module in the series. Let's go on to the next module.